if there's a campaign in a city to raise money for something that relates to protecting the city, you can't tax the Rabbanon. And the reason is because the Rabbanon do not require Shemira. The truth is, the Gemara in Masechtes Brachos, Daf Hei Amud Aleph, says that Rabbi Shua ben Levi talking, that even if a person already said Kriya Shema at night, mitzvah lekreis al mitasa, there's a mitzvah to say Kriya Shema she'al amita again. And the reason is because when a person goes to sleep at night, he's in somewhat danger, and as a result, you say Kriya Shema she'al amita, the Kriya Shema is going to be a shmira against the mazikim that can affect a person at night. The Baal HaTurim says that the pasuk Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad starts with a shin, Ma, and it ends with a dalet, echad, right? So it starts with a shin, it ends with a dalet. Shin dalet is oisius shin dalet lohidiyacha. That kriyishma protects against shin dalet. It protects against mazikin. Either way, that's Rabbi Shua ben Levi's memories. Even if you already yoytze your chayvas kriyishma, but still there's a mitzvah to say kriyishma shalamita. Says the Gemara, Am Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said, Im Talmud Chacham u ein tzarech. If you're a Talmud Chacham, you don't have to. And the reason is because if you're a Talmud Chacham, the Torah is going to protect you. Am Rav Abaya. Abaya said, Af Talmud Chacham ibayle lemeim el chapsuk ederachmi. Even a Talmud Chacham, he should say one pasuk. Kigoyim. What's the pasuk? Biyod. But Al Kaponim, it's a Gemara Masechtes Brachos, Daf Dalet Amud Beis, Daf Hei Amud Aleph, that although there's an inyan of Kriya Shema Shalamita, and B'Yisoy, the reason there's such an inyan is for Shmira, a Talmud Chacham, being that he learns Torah, he doesn't require Shmira. Literally, like the Gemara that we just learned here, Daf Kuf Ches Amud Aleph. Stating that, there's another Gemara. This is a Masechtes Brachos, Daf Nun Dalet Amud Beis. The Gemara says, Omer Rav Yehuda, Shloisha Tzrichim Shimur. There are three people that need a Shmira El Yoyna. The Elohim, Choylo, Chason, V'Kalo. B'mas Nisa Tano, Choylo, Chaya, Chasam Vekalo. V'yesh Oimrim Af Ovel, and this is what we need, V'yesh Oimrim Af Talmidei Chachamim Balayla. Some say even a Talmud Chacham at night needs Shmira. So we have a Gemara Masechtes Brachos, Talmud Chacham doesn't have to say Kriya Shema Shalamita. Why? Because he doesn't need Shmira. His Torah protects him. We have a Gemara Masechtes Brachos, Daf Nun Dalet Amud Beis, that there are certain people that need Shmira El Yoyna, and one of them is V'yesh Oimrim Af Talmud Chacham Balayla. Then not only does a Talmud Chacham need Shmira, but to the contrary, he needs even more Shmira than anybody else. So at first glance, it seems to be a contradiction between the two Gemaras. You know, asks this Kasha, Rabbeinu Yoyna. One of the Rishonim, Rabbi Kiveg and Gilyan Ashas, is Mitzayin Rabbeinu Yoyna, who asks this Kasha, and Rabbeinu Yoyna says that you have to say that this Gemara in Masechtes Brachos Nun Dalet Amud Beis is talking about, quote, where the Talmud Chacham is Oimei Dichidi Be'ishoin Laila Va'afela. So if he's in a very vulnerable position over there, because he's a Talmud Chacham, he needs more Shmira. Incidentally, Rashi says that why would a Talmud Chacham need more Shmira? You want to tell me he doesn't need Shmira B'Seder? Okay. So at the very least, maybe his Torah is not protecting him. Okay, so he's a regular citizen. He's a pedestrian. Why should he need even more Shmira? So Rashi says because the Satan is Mekana, a Yetzahara, and because of the kinna of the Satan, he actually has to be a little bit more careful. But the bottom line is you have to say that if the Talmud Chacham finds himself in a uniquely dangerous place, then faker, because of the kinna of the Yetzahara, the kinna of the Satan, he actually needs Mushmira. But this is something that he is not going to need. Regardless, our Gemara is another Maramokim where you find this inyan that a Talmud Chacham does not need Shmira, and it plays itself out in Chayshim Mishpat, in a Sugya Masechtes Bava Metziah. Right, those Gemaras are Masechtes Brachos. Here it's a Masechtes Bava Metziah. It's a Chayshim Mishpat again Afkemino, that you can't be Moitzi Momin from a Talmud Chacham when it comes to anything related to Shmira. And the reason is because Talmud Chacham has Torah, B'shach b'cha tishmar alecha, and his Torah protects him. Right, tishmar means milosh and shmira. So the Torah protects the Talmud Chacham, and it's for that reason he doesn't need shmira. Just one thing that's kedai dechazer, and that is, Abaye said that even though Talmud Chacham doesn't have to say Kriya Shema Shalamita, but he should say one pasuk of Rachmi, Kigoyin, B'yodcha af kidruchi, Padisa oisi Hashem kalemis. We once spoke out that there are some Rishonim that don't have the girsa Kigoyin. It's not kigoyin biyodcha af kidruchi padisa oisi Hashem kelemes, but rather Abaye was saying this one pasuk you should say. You should say biyodcha af kidruchi padisa oisi Hashem kelemes, and we shtel tzu the Zohar HaKadosh that the Ktzoyis HaChoyshem brings in Simen Dalet. This is the only Zohar HaKadosh, Hakdama not included, where the Ktsois in a simen, when he's discussing halacha lemaisa, quotes a Zayir. And this Zayir is in Parshas Bamidbar. The context over there is if somebody gives a pekadin to somebody, and that other person owes him money, meaning the mafkid owes money to the shomer pekadin. So I'm a shomer chinam, I'm watching your pekadin, but you owe me money. So the question is, now that I have your money, I'm muchzik in it anyways, can I just keep it and not give you back the pekadin? So the Ktsois brings from the Marshal that the answer is yes. If you want to do it, you can do it. He says, but don't do it. Because take a look at the Zayir HaKadosh in Parshas Bamidbar, where the Zayir says that every single night a person should say, Biyotcha Afkid Ruchi, Padisa Oisi Hashem Kelemes. And the reason is because when a person dies, he takes his neshama and he gives it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a pekadin. And being that a shomer pekadin is someone that's a neman to always return the pekadin, even if the mafkid owes money to the shomer, still the shomer is going to return the pekadin. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu fears it in the same way. So we tell Hashem, I'm giving you my neshama, but I'm giving it to you as a shomer pekadin, and I'm trusting you that you're a shomer neman. Thus, I'm very confident that I'm going to end up getting my neshama back. So I'll be able to say, Elikai neshama shenasatibi, right? That you'll be a machz neshama of Gar Mason, because I know the derech of a shomer pekadin. So says the Zohar that if you're going to fear zech this way, that if somebody gives you a pekadin, you're going to give it back, then mita keneged mita, the Eibishter will fear zech with you that way as well. But if not, so zok tektois, even though the Marshal said that really the shomer pekadin can hold on to his pekadin, but at the same time, it's not something that he should do based on this Zohar HaKadosh and Parshas Bamidbar. Again, we're talking about Torah protecting. Tachi Amaral, Gemara's Rosh HaTevis, Gavriel, Michal, Rafal, and Ariel. When a person learns Gemara, he's zoicha to this Shmir El Yoyna of Mimini, Michal, Mismaila, Gavriel, Mephane, Ariel, Meachirai, Rafal. Regardless, tucked away right here in Bava Metzia, Kuf Chesam and Aleph, is this Inyan, B'shach Becha, Tishmai, Rolacha, Tishmai, Beloshin, Shmira, that Torah protects a person.